here's a question for you. Is marriage overrated?
Why aren't people getting married anymore?
A new Pew Research poll found that 2 in 5 young adults think marriage is an outdated tradition.
Marriage rates are at their lowest right now.
Is marriage really even worth it?
More than half of marriages end in divorce.
If you get married, you have to be stuck with this person for the rest of your life, right? That's why you get married. So that's why it's declining. Why would you get married if you want to have just one partner when you can have multiple?
Marriage is stupid.
Welcome to the Married AF Podcast, the self-proclaimed greatest marriage relationship podcast in the world. We are your hosts, Matthew and Monica Powers, and I'm going to be turning basically everything over to you today.
I like how you said powers with the
a P. People are going to hate that who are listening to this. Like, what in the world? I got to stop that already.
This guy's too close to the mic. I'm done.
So, yeah, it's all you today. You've got like lists and lists and lists and lists of things, and we're not going to be able to get through hardly any of it, but you have to put some interesting things. I've heard little bits and pieces. Not all. So a lot of this I'm hearing for the first time. I don't quite know what to fully expect. I'm a little nervous, a little excited.
Why are you nervous? Because I got it together.
Because I just don't know. I don't like not knowing. And that can be a problem. But before we do, Gen Z Bible.
What you got?
Got to hit that Gen Z Bible. Jesus in the boat with the disciples. We talked about it at church today. I said, you know, how perfect would this be in Mark chapter 4? Then to get the Gen Z Bible perspective of it all. So we'll just start right here in verse 34. But he only spoke straight facts through parables when the crowd was around. When he was alone with his disciples, he broke it down for them. No filter. So on the same day when it started getting dark, he's like, yo, let's go to the other side, fam. They sent the crowd away and took Jesus as he was, hop on a boat. And there were other small boats with them, too. Then out of nowhere, this massive storm hits, wind blowing like crazy, waves crashing into the boat. It was getting intense, man. Jesus was straight knocked out on the back of the boat, chilling on a pillow, sleeping like a baby. They woke him up, shook him, and said, yo, master, don't you even care if we die right here? Jesus got up, gave the wind a serious talking to, and said to the sea, chill out, man, be still. And guess what? The wind stopped and the sea calmed down and everything got peaceful real quick. Then Jesus goes, why y'all so scared though? Where's your faith at, homies? The disciples were straight shook, man. They're like, yo, what kind of dude is this? Even the wind and the sea listen to him. That's insane. I mean, got it pretty well. Nailed it. Got to love a little Gen Z Bible reading for your listening pleasure.
All I heard was Jesus told the wind to chill.
Ugh.
Are you okay?
That's terrible. That's awful. Sorry. Figure, you know what? I'm going to get my little flavored little drinks here. San Pellegrino. We're not sponsored by these people. I hate that. It'd be awful. Blood orange. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Don't drink that stuff, anybody. That's going to make for something great. For those of you who don't watch, I suggest you watch the first
your
couple minutes of this.
Was horrible.
That's terrible. Can I have some of your 1950s Diet Coke?
You cannot. You can get your own powers.
Well, I guess I'll
that
just have
rude.
To wait.
Fine.
That was awful.
I love my bottled.
I know. Who are you, George McFly?
I mean, it's the glass bottles.
That's good stuff.
It is good stuff.
Okay. Ooh, sorry about that. Okay, that was terrible. Good Lord. You were saying...
All I heard when you're reading the Gen Z Bible, when Jesus says to the wind to chill, he gave him
a serious talking to?
A serious talking to and told it to chill. All I think of now is the something and chill.
Netflix and chill?
I mean, which means chill is having sex.
Get down and dirty. As you say, bumping uglies.
Anyways, I don't think that relates, but...
Probably not.
I think it's because we're talking about some sex stuff today.
We are. So, you got little people. You're out in public. You don't want to get embarrassed. Maybe put some headphones in.
Get embarrassed. Who cares?
Or get embarrassed. Who cares? Don't necessarily let little people talk about this or hear all this. Listen, that's up to you. It's up to your discretion. But you have been warned. So... Hit me, baby.
Okay, Brittany. So should I go with the first one that I found about the guy who asked his wife?
If we're going to get started, let's start with a bang. Let's go right ahead.
Where did it go? All right. This man regrets asking his wife for an open marriage.
It's a terrible decision. Dumb. So I'm sure he did. Let's find out why.
Ask me why he regrets it.
Why would this man regret asking his wife if he can go sleep with other people?
He regrets it because
he got chlamydia.
No.
Syphilis.
Matthew.
Okay, sorry. Go.
He regrets it because after he asked her for the open marriage, she got so much attention and so many dates. He got rejected by the one coworker that he wanted to ask out. Best part. He got rejected by one person. She's got tons of men lined up waiting to hang out with her. He now wants to close off the marriage. No, I want just you. I was wrong.
Of course he does.
She has a response.
What's her response?
Nope.
You dummy. Like, how stupid are you? So this guy, he's met this other woman somewhere.
It's a coworker.
A coworker makes it even worse. How awkward are those conversations? How awkward is work now? So this joker.
They've been married for 19 years. They've been married 19 years. They have one child, their daughter. And she graduated and enlisted into the armed forces. He says, I love my wife, but I felt like the sparks had left. I didn't want a divorce, so I proposed an open marriage. She was upset initially.
As one should be.
But eventually, she agreed. He says, I made a mistake.
Clearly.
I have learned that just because I wasn't attracted to my wife as I was when we got married, it doesn't mean other men would feel the same. My wife has so many men and dates, she doesn't know what to do with them all. Meanwhile, it's the opposite for me.
You know what? I hate to be this way. Kind of serves you right, you big idiot.
It continues. Not only that, but after my wife agreed to an open marriage, I asked a woman who was a colleague of mine on a date. I told my wife I wanted to close our marriage again because I was an idiot for suggesting it in the first place. She said, no, she's happy the way things are now.
The only reason this guy says he's an idiot now is because he got shut down.
Yes. If the shoe was on the opposite foot, he'd be like, no, baby, we good.
I don't even know then, because now he realizes, like, oh, my wife, she's sought after, like, heavily. Like, she's a hot commodity right now, and I just blew it. And he wants to close it now, and his wife's like, nope.
Nope, she don't.
Like, thanks, baby, for opening up my eyes to all the opportunity.
I have a lot of opportunity. And he goes on to say, I love my wife and I don't want a divorce. I never wanted a divorce, which is why I proposed this in the first place. But she doesn't want to close the marriage. I'm not worried about the money because we both work, but I do not want a divorce. I'm glad my daughter enlisted and she isn't here to see our marriage falling apart.
Well, are you surprised? I mean, are you surprised that your marriage is going to fall apart by asking your wife, hey, let's go have sex with other people? When reality is, hey, wife, I don't find you attractive anymore. I'm not making an effort towards you anymore. I'm not going to try and do anything to bring us closer and more intimately together anymore. Instead, I'm going to go try and hook up with a coworker because I think she really wants me. Boy, is this ever a man. Almost a typical man in some sense, with this overinflated ego, thinking, I am so bad. I am such hot stuff. Every woman wants me.
here is my favorite part, though. Because of this article, there have been people.
Please tell me there's comments.
There's tons of comments.
Excellent. Usually the comments are better than the original story, so I got to hear some of these.
Yes.
So dumb.
Zero people have pity for this guy.
Zero should have pity. I hate to see any type of marriage fall apart, ever. But I almost want to say, serves you right, you idiot.
You think the grass is greener on the other side, huh?
Water your own bloody lawn.
Yes.
You're not attracted to your wife? Make yourself attracted to your wife again. Date
Remember her. Why you were attracted to her in the first place. And obviously all these other men find her attractive.
Yes, they
but
do.
He finds her attractive now because other men find
of
her attractive.
Of course he does.
Okay, so here's... I don't know if these are men or women that are making these comments.
But they got to be letting them have it.
And these are quotes. He assumed that the fact that he didn't value his wife was an indication of how other men would feel about her.
Bam.
Mm-hmm.
Mic drop.
This one, these are quotes again. Okay, let's talk about this truthfully. You had a crush on someone at work, and that's in bold letters.
Yes.
You asked your wife for a pass. She doesn't want to, but eventually agrees. You ask out your crush. She rejects you. You suddenly don't want the open marriage? Dude. You had a specific person in mind. Don't drip your pen in the company ink. And don't harass people at work. Power dynamics is a real issue whether you are her manager or not.
Wow.
Another quote. I'm assuming he's made creepy comments for a while and she probably ignored them to keep the peace. Him making the move might have been enough for her to do something about it. Just a guess, though. They just find this guy a creep.
Yeah, he is. You threw away 19 years of marriage because that one was dead on. You had a crush on a girl at work.
It's so funny. Now, we've had this conversation before. Not out loud for everybody to share, but I guess we'll share now. Sorry.
All right.
If we were to get a divorce, I have always said there is a line of women waiting for me to die. I know there is. And it hasn't changed since high school. You are just like the werewolf guy from the vampire. No, what is it? Twilight?
Yeah, Twilight.
Uh-huh.
Team Jacob,
mm-hmm.
Or what's the other cat's name? Edward.
Yes.
Who are you? Team Edward, Team Jacob. That was a hot debate for a while. Anyways, yes, the werewolf guy only has the eyes for the one girl.
Yes, he imprinted.
Right.
Spoiler alert on Edward and Bella's kid.
If people haven't,
which is creepy.
If people haven't watched it by now, that's on there. This is their fault. You're not missing much.
Our son, who is 11, loves those movies.
He does.
And he thought it was what? That's weird. Exactly. Anyways, but I was 15, you were 16. The first time we laid eyes on each other, I swear, you had to imprint on me.
Yeah, it was over.
You don't realize when women are flirting with you.
No, I'm not looking for it. Exactly. I don't.
But you are so genuine and you listen to people and hear all the words that they're saying. They usually don't see that from any other man, especially if they're in a relationship. They don't see that from their husband. So they take that as, oh my God, he is listening. He's hanging on to every word I say. When in reality, you're just being you.
And you're right, because a lot of men especially won't take the time to sit and genuinely listen and
care
respond
about
and actually extend a conversation to really get to know who someone is. And that's, I value people that way. Yes. You want to find out who they
Whether
are.
It's whatever, whoever is talking, that's how you are.
And that's how, really, realistically, that's how we should be. And yes, that can come off as,
he's rubs into me. Those women in the right way.
He's thinking of me. Oh, he's taking an interest to me. And that can spiral quickly if we're not careful.
But I see it and I laugh hysterically. And I have to tell you after, you didn't see the eyes that she was looking at you with. I still, to today, have people tell me, I wish I could find someone that looks at me the way your husband looks at you.
I wish a lot of people could experience that too. Because if they saw things the way I do, they would never run into anything that this guy ever thinks about. And I think that this is probably more common for people. No one's going to act on it. Most people won't.
They don't have the balls to ask their wife, hey, can we have an open marriage? And then have the balls to get rejected and ask her to close it after she's gotten this list.
They're probably not necessarily that stupid. But if they genuinely took interest in their spouse or in other people, they developed those types of relationships where, yeah, you only have eyes for your spouse. Mm-hmm. And she's the only one that you're looking towards forever. Yeah, I would never know because I don't look at people that way.
I get it. And I don't take that for granted at all. I don't know that I've ever had anyone say, I love the way you look at your husband. I don't know that that's a thing.
I might be kind of weird for someone to come say that, but yeah.
Because that's that infatuation look for a woman, in a sense. I see the way men look at women differently. Like they can look at a woman and go, oh my gosh, she's hot, and just they break their necks, you know? But when a man is in love, and the way that that man looks at his wife, completely different.
I totally agree.
I see in your eyes, they get glossed over. I mean, we were at a wedding yesterday and I was literally getting ready and you were drooling. Here we are 25 years later and you're still drooling over me. I mean, I must be doing something right.
Yeah, you are. I'm literally obsessed with my wife.
And I'm so grateful for that. And you do say that all the time.
I do. Because I
know if I were to die, there would be a long line of women fighting to get to be your wife because they want what we have. It'll never happen. You'll probably turn into a monk or
mute
or something. I don't know.
That's it. I'll go, you know, join a monk monastery or something like that. I don't know.
But you have said if you go first, that the line's going to be out the door for me.
Oh, absolutely.
I disagree, but earmuffs, the power of the pusseta is real.
Yes, it is. Hence, which is why partially the reason that this guy's wife is experiencing what she is.
No dude wants to be friends with a chick.
No,
ever.
He doesn't. No, not just friends. No. And that's something we talked about. And we'll this have an episode coming out strictly on this. Because there's a lot of layers to peel back when it comes to that.
Oh, yeah.
Whole lot of layers to peel back.
Just like if a girl is interested or friends with a really attractive dude, the moment she opens the window and is like, hey, you want to go?
Dude's in 100%. Yeah, completely.
Absolutely.
That's how men
think.
This
is how she has so many lined up, ready and waiting.
Oh, they're
because the power of the pusseta is real.
Yeah, the
men cannot say no to a woman that is willing, ready, and able. Period.
Men are not strong enough to say no.
No.
We'd like to think we are, but we're just not. So that will be a conversation coming. Because it is, there's a whole lot of depth to that in what that reality looks like and what it should look like.
Yes, which turns me to my next funness.
Okay.
Okay, men are sharing specific reasons they don't want to get married.
Okay.
Some are good, some are understandable, some are just...
plain stupid.
Ow. All right, so... It looks like 38% of people are not looking to walk down the aisle anymore.
These are just men or?
People in general.
38% of people, that's so high.
It says people.
Okay.
They don't feel like they need to follow the traditional route marriage.
Get married, have kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. These are quotes too, okay? I think growing up around miserable married people made me reconsider the idea of marriage for myself. It's not something I want or need. Couldn't agree with the guy more.
I could totally see that. That's why we say so many times the greatest gift we can give our children's a healthy marriage.
A healthy marriage.
And really,
not a miserable marriage.
Really, the greatest thing we can give anybody is the view of what a healthy marriage should look like. That way, when people see a healthy married couple, they're like, man, I want that. I need that in my life. And to be able to learn from those people. I mean, you surround yourself with people to, you know, not necessarily to just learn from them, but definitely to learn from. Like, they've got something that I desperately need because I don't have that in my life.
Our children know what a healthy marriage looks like.
Absolutely, they do. If we don't give them anything, we'll give them that. That way, when they, that's the cycle that goes, because when your marriage is always screaming and yelling and fighting and arguing and leaving for a couple days because you're mad and talking through the divorce and slamming doors.
Not speaking at all.
Not speaking.
Sleeping on the couch or the bedroom.
When you have children and your children see that, guess what your daughter is going to look for in a man? Marriage is supposed to be fighting and screaming and slamming doors and not speaking.
I want him to hit me. I want him telling me how stupid I am.
Because that's what they grew up seeing. So that's exactly what they're going to expect in marriage when it's not designed that way at all. I can totally understand where a man who says that or anyone who says that is coming from.
But this is where people who are married that are miserable need to know that, oh, we're staying together until the kids get out of school. That's the worst decision. If you're not in counseling to try to fix it, you need to exit.
Yeah, and I think realistically,
it's better for all parties involved.
Most of them, the high percentage, are easily fixable if you're just willing. You just have to be willing to work on it and stop being so selfish. So, yeah.
All right, here's another one. I was married before. I found out the hard way that you can't necessarily trust anyone to prioritize your interest just because they vowed to. This one almost made my blood boil.
I can see it in your face.
My blood pressure is probably rising a little bit. A
little bit.
But you were married before. Okay? He found out the hard way that you can't necessarily trust anyone. You obviously didn't find the right one.
Or maybe the reason you feel like you can't trust anyone is because you weren't completely giving yourself over to your spouse the way that we're supposed to. Because not being able to trust anyone, to prioritize, it all comes from our selfish behavior and living a selfless life. A selfless relationship is where my priorities and my needs are below yours. And it's vice versa. And when both are living in that way and do everything to prioritize the other, guess what? You're equally yoked and you're prioritizing each other. That way you're both getting your needs met. It goes both ways. Not saying this is fully wrong, but I'm sure this guy probably played a part in it.
Yeah. I mean, you say you can't trust anyone. That means you don't trust yourself.
A lot of people can't trust themselves. So,
all right, next one. I've never seen a marriage that I've thought, I'd like me one of those, please. I've seen my parents' and friends' marriages end in divorce. The friends who are still married are constantly fighting and arguing over petty things. So I think those are the main contributors to my negative outlook. It's also that weddings cost so much money. Spending $20,000 on a single day, no thanks.
All right. The reason you're not seeing any of these successful marriages, one is because I don't think you're ever looking for one. I think
you have an excuse not to get married.
I think you've seen some negative ones and you just think, well, that's the way it's supposed to be. And you don't want to see a successful one because you're jaded in that way.
That's your scapegoat.
Now, $20,000, yes, weddings can be ridiculously expensive. We got married for $70.
High five.
Yes.
Woo!
It can be done because the wedding...
Elope, dummy.
The wedding day...
You get it notarized now.
The wedding day, it can be great and it can be beautiful and it can be a huge celebration. And they're awesome. Weddings are a lot of fun.
They are fun.
But...
Skip the wedding, have the reception.
Not even that. The wedding, in the grand scheme of things, does not matter. Who cares about the wedding? The marriage is what's important. I mean, you have one day, but
listen,
you have,
the devil's not after your wedding. He's after your marriage.
Completely.
All right. The next one. It creates a contractual agreement between two parties that either party can withdraw from the contract at any time. However, the less well-off party can have the state order or more well-off party to give the substantial amount of income to them just because they decided to void the contract. If you did not describe this as a marriage, and a lawyer would tell you to run. I have no desire to involve the state in my relationship just to hand someone a tool to ruin my life with.
You're a miserable person.
My God.
You're overall miserable. That's sad. And when you're, all I heard was money, 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 material,
it's
material.
A problem.
When you're chasing after the material things, you're never going to find the satisfaction that you're looking for. That's a sad. That person will never get married, which is sad.
I'm sure that they don't even have a relationship.
No, one can't last very long because they're looking, they can't wait for it to end.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, boy. I don't know how much time we have left, but
we got time for one, maybe two more.
Okay. This will be the last one.
This is it.
Oh, I don't want to get married or have a partner because I'm an introvert. And I find peace in solitude. Also, I don't really get lonely, so I don't feel the overwhelming need to find someone. I have nothing against marriage or dating, though. When I get old and weak, I take the first bus home.
I don't understand. What? It's a lonely life. We weren't designed to live alone. Yeah, are there times to get off by yourself in solitude? Sure, when we take a book out of the page of Jesus, or a page out of the book of Jesus, I was wrong. So many times he went off to a quiet place by himself. Why? To spend time with the Father. But we're never meant to be alone. We were created from the very beginning for relationship. I mean, I know people don't want to believe it that way, but God created people. And when he created people, when he created Adam, everything he created was awesome and amazing. And he's like, dude, this is amazing. I can't believe I created this. Look how awesome this is. And he created Adam. And we say that's not good. That it is not good for man to be alone. And so he created Eve, says, I need to create a helper for him because we're not meant to be alone. I don't care how strong you think you are. You're not meant to do this alone. You can't do this alone.
I mean, they even say when I get old and weak, I take the first bus home.
What are you talking
about? What does that even mean?
To the old folks home?
Nobody wants to take care of you there either.
Now, I'm not saying that you have to get married.
No.
At all. You know, if you're able to have that much self-control, more power to you. But you still need relationships. You still need close people in your life. You need people to do life with.
You need sex.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're
if not you to have, just do life with, but
that's why if you have that much self-control, more power to you. Most people do not. That's why you get married, you have sex, you reproduce, and you know, populate the world. But most people aren't going to have that type of self-control to withhold from sex because it is natural. God made it. It's amazing.
Absolutely. I'm the most introverted extrovert I know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're more extroverted. You might be more introverted. I don't. You just don't talk that much.
I can go either way. Yeah.
So the excuse of being an introvert. I know a lot of introverts that are married.
Yes. That's a sad, lazy excuse.
If you have to tell yourself that you're an introvert and you're okay with being alone and this is why I don't have to be married, sweetheart, let's be honest. You ain't getting married because nobody really wants to put up with you.
You're probably not wrong.
You are just telling yourself and having to believe this because nobody wants to put up with you.
Well, you probably heard it from so many people before. You know, this guy's probably had relationships that have failed and just didn't work. And people are probably saying, oh, well, it's just because you're so introverted.
Oh, well, or just I don't because like you're to so go this. Outside and do this. Oh, I don't want to go here. I want to stay home. I want to do this. Because nobody just wants to sit at home and do nothing.
Yeah, don't believe what people are telling you. You know, most people...
Figure it out for yourself.
Most people are not going to be able to tell you who... If we listen to people to tell us who we're supposed to be, we'll never be who we were truly created to be.
Mm-mm, we seriously talked about that at church.
Yes, we a life on purpose.
Be impactful.
Yes, be impactful. And be intentional about all the things that we do, because we don't know when our time is gone. It may be as it can be come and gone as quick as we know it. So be, you know, intentional about your every day and have relationships.
Have relationships. Live life on purpose.
It's the most important thing, having relationships and people to pick you up when you fall down.
Agreed.
And when you feel like you can't, they're there to lift you up and do it. That's why having a spouse, that person's always there.
Well, oh, of course, a family is a great thing to have, but I'm sorry, it takes a village. Not even if you don't have, if you have children, of course it takes a village, but when you don't have children, it still takes a village.
Yes, it does.
So find your people. Solitude's not going to get you there.
No, there are times for solitude, but it is not the way to live life every single day. Marriage is awesome.
I love it.
It's the greatest thing. It's one of the greatest gifts that we have is marriage, and I wish more people could experience it.
The
way we've experienced it, and the way we know a lot of people who have experienced amazing marriages and continue to do that, and just wish more light would be shined on those people.
Yep.
So
maybe we need to get some married people.
Maybe so.
Connection with us.
Maybe so. Get some married people to talk about their experiences and how to have great marriages. So let's go.
Praise out, Pope.
God, we love you. We're thankful for the opportunity. We're thankful for the platform. And we never want to take it for granted, God. Just pray over anyone who listens. Pray for their relationships, their marriages, maybe those who aren't married yet, but they're soon to be marriages. It's the greatest gift you've given us. And we're so thankful to be able to experience the way you designed it. And our prayer is that more people will be able to experience this the same way we have. If we can have an impact on anyone, if it reaches anybody, God, just pray that you're speaking through us in all that we do. We're so thankful for what you've done for us, and pray so many more will be able to experience the same thing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Play ball. Oh my God, I gotta go to softball practice.